This is a brief excerpt from chapter 4 of the book, Upon This Rock. After eating supper with Margaret Fawcett and Sally Husband, Reverend Zuck Horton, a recent widower and first pastor of White Rock Baptist Church, returned home so that he could finish his speech for the annual Baptist Educational and Missionary Convention. The convention was first organized in Goldsboro, North Carolina, in 1867, primarily by pioneers Reverend Horton and Reverends Harry Cowan, Thomas Parker, R.H. Parker, Edward Eagles, William Warwick, and 8 other Black preachers across the state of North Carolina to assist African-American churches with their organization efforts and to engage in missionary work among newly freed Blacks. The handful of African-American preachers who planned and organized the First Baptist Educational and Missionary Convention in North Carolina had little or no experience in Christian work, were recently freed from slavery, had no money, and at least 2 of them did not have a church in which to hold worship services. What these men did have, however, was strong faith in God and a fundamental belief that their purpose in life was what God had ordained and equipped them to accomplish in order that they might bring him the greatest glory. So on that cold autumn day in September 1867, Reverend Horton was writing a speech for the convention, which would host its first general session the following morning. He put the final touches on his opening remarks and then began to reflect on how far he had come since the days of slavery. He thought about what it was like as a slave on the Horton estate of the Stagville Plantation, located in present-day Northeast Durham County. The horrors of slavery were still visible in Reverend Horton's leather-brown face and on his partially scarred body. Yet, he had a smile on his face because he knew that the slaveholder may have once owned his body, but never his soul. Reverend Horton proclaimed what believers knew then and still know, that his soul belonged to God and only God. Furthermore, he believed that it was God's mercy that helped him to survive the treacherous storms of life during slavery and would continue to help him as a free man. While in this state of deep reflection, Reverend Horton fell asleep. Night finally faded into day. Reverend Horton slowly forced his frail, arthritic body out of bed. He was extremely excited about spending time with his fellow preachers at the Baptist Educational and Missionary Convention. He and the other African-American preachers believed that it was extremely important that ex-slaves and free Blacks understood that they were no longer defined by slavery or the racist ideology espoused by white America, but rather by the new things that had come from God. The horrors of slavery and the oppression that ex-slaves and even free Blacks had endured for many years did not define their purpose in life or their destiny in post-emancipation America. This, therefore, was the message that Reverend Horton and his colleagues repeatedly conveyed in different formats to the convention's attendees. In less than 2 years after slavery, ex-slaves in the Durham Township of Orange County had not only organized the community's first Black Baptist church, which was White Rock, but also appointed a preacher who wanted to help his congregation fulfill God's purpose in their lives and assist in the development of Black Baptist churches and the education of Black preachers across North Carolina. Equally remarkable is that during the same period, Durham and other communities across North Carolina had begun to witness firsthand the power of God. the seemingly powerless, enslaved, and so-called docile Negro was quickly being replaced with a more confident Christian believer who had been empowered by God to fulfill his or her true purpose in life.